Zero Cool stared at his monitor inside. He was inside the NY Public Library's computer system downloading ebooks. Getting in was easy. He simply disguised himself as John Matrix from the Lower East Side by creating a phony Gmail address. Then it was trivial for Zero Cool to make a bogus user account on the library's computer network. Perhaps too trivial, Zero was bored. "Hey babe, I need you to go to the store," shouted Zero's girlfriend Becky from the other room. She always yells because she's too lazy to get up and stop watching makeup videos on YouTube for 5 fucking seconds to come into the room and ask me to do something. The monitor flashed bright white. "Ah, what's this?" thought Zero as he leaned in a bit closer. It was a pop-up ad stating that his computer had been infected with a virus and the only way to remove it was to pay $29.95. "A hacker," exclaimed Zero. "Are you going to the store?" yelled Becky. "All right, Jesus." Zero Cool got up from his chair and thought about his old flame acid burn. That night in the pool on the rooftop when he first kissed her and later they did it in the pool storage closet. Man, burn was hot.
"My mother's not for sale!"
"All for sale, all for sale, all for sale, all for sale.
Not my mother! Not for the college! Not for any money! Not for anybody! Not for anything! Not my mother! Mother, stop, please!
All for sale! All for sale! All for sale!
Not that Becky was a bad girlfriend. She was pretty and funny, but she really didn't get the computer stuff. She uses a fucking iPhone for Christ's sake. Not to mention her clothes are a little plain. She never wears any vinyl or reflective materials. She does have this one old JVC jacket she loves to wear all the time that's pretty cool. Zero kicked the side of his couch. "Hey, wake up, cereal. Go to the store with me," Cereal grunted and slowly pulled himself off the couch. He'd been using again. Anybody could see that. Zero wasn't sure if it was the heroin or the AIDS that made Serial Killer look so hollow. Razor and Blade both had it too. At the Fred Meyer's, Zero stopped at an ATM to get some cash, but he had forgotten his goddamn personal identification number. He knew he had it on his home computer, so he connected to the VPN on his phone and established an SSH tunnel to his computer. His computer's name was Lucy, the second in memory of Joey. He opened the text file on his desktop named passwords.txt and scanned the list. "Love, sex, secret, and, here it is, my PIN number, 80,085 inches. "Dude, don't say it out loud, man, that's universally stupid," chided Serial. He was right, Zero was getting sloppy in his old age. He kept forgetting everything. Like for instance, probably at least 12 times a week he would forget to zip up his pants. Half the time he was unknowingly walking around with his dick half out of his pants. "Fuck, I'm old," thought Zero. Zero entered his PIN into the ATM and began navigating a complex series of menus. Zero had become an expert at navigating these systems. Suddenly the machine beeped and flashed an ominous message on the screen. "Insufficient funds." "Oh, come on," cried Zero. He kicked the machine as hard as he could and they went back home empty-handed.